We are learning Maseches Beya, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and we're beginning on the top line. Amar Rav Abba, Eruvei Tavshilin Tzrichin Kazayis. Erev Tavshilin needs a Kazayis. That's the minimum share for Erev Tavshilin. The food that you make has to be at least Kazayis. And Boyer Lahu, Kazayis Echad LeKulon. For every person in the household, you need a Kazayis. Oidoma Kazayis Echol Echav Echad. One Kazayis is enough for everyone to be used for Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara Tashma, the Rav Abba Marav, Eruvei Tavshilin Tzrich Kazayis, Bein Leecha Bein Lemeya. All needs is a Kazayis, and say for one person, say for 100 people, one Kazayis is enough. So the Gemara Vayta Tanan, Och Loi Shavad, Loi Yevasho Lo V'Tchila. It says in our Mishnah that if you made Erev Tavshilin, but it was eaten up by mistake before you had a chance to cook for Shabbos, or it got lost, you can't cook. Loi Yevasho Lo V'Tchila, you cannot cook for Shabbos. Shari men a kashu, with a little bit left over. Shari men a kashu, you could use it for Erev Tavshilin. My lab says kashu, my lab kashu. Even a kashu left over. So you see, you don't need a kazayis. Why we're saying you need a kazayis? Here you see even a leftover is enough, less than a kazayis. Lab after like kazayis, no kazayis. So you're Lloyd, ispe kazayis. No, don't worry, it has kazayis. So there's two kashus on this Gemara. Kashu number one. The Gemara's question is like this. It says kashu. So you see, you don't need kazayis. What do you mean? Maybe you need kazayis when you start off the Erev Tavshilin. But maybe if it gets eaten up, you can be samech on kolshu. So that's a kasha. It's not. The Gemara held that there's no mile of kolshu. But the Gemara's teretz is that there was a kazayis. So if the Gemara's teretz was a kazayis, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If it's eaten up and you've left over kolshu, which means a kazayis, it's good. Of course, you have a kazayis. What's the chiddush? So the Tzlach says the chiddush like this. Maybe since you put aside the Erev Tavshilin, let's say 10 kazayis, maybe you're saying, that's my Erev Tavshilin, anything less, it doesn't work. It's not my das, but that's only to have 10 kazayis my Erev Tavshilin. Kamash lon, as long as you have a kazayis left over, it's enough. Toshima, we're handling the shayla if you need a kazayis for Erev Tavshilin. Toshima, tafshil zeh, this tafshil used for Erev Tavshilin, sli, it could be roasted, but filu kovish, it could be, kovish usually means like pickled, shaluk means cooked a lot, Mavushal means regular cooked, but kol yisai spanyim shnosol of chamin, or a certain type of fish which technically can be eaten raw, that you put, it's very easy to cook, you put more hot water onto it and it cooks. All those things are called enough for Erev Tavshilin, Erev Yomtiv. You do this for Erev Yomtiv, it works. Tchilosai v'soifai ein le'shir. When you start off and when you end off, there's no shir. So my lab, ein le'shir klaus, no shir. Doesn't have to be a kazayis. So Gemara loy, no. Ein le'shir le'mayla. There's no maximum shir. I can make it as big as I want. There is a minimum share of kazayis, and the way you read it, tchila soifer means there's no difference between tchila and soifer. As long as you're left with a kazayis, that's enough. Omravun amarat, eruvei tavshilin tzrichadas, er tavshilin needs das. That's what he says. Now, what does it mean exactly? The Gemara explains. Pshita das maniach be'inim. It's pasha that the person who's doing it has to do it by das. That's pasha that he has to, misha nichaloi be'inim, that the guy who puts it down has to have das. That Pasha, the guy who puts it down, that he has to minach b'das. That he has to do b'das. Shaila is, the people who are doing it for, do they need das for that? Do they need das for them or not? Pshita das minach b'inim. Das misha nicha loy b'inim or loy b'inim. The people who are doing it for, do they have to have their das or not? Do they have to know about it or not? Tashema, davua de Shmuel, ma'arev akula nardoi. The Avu of the Shmuel used to make an area for the whole Nadav, the whole city of Nadav. Rabban Ravasi, Ma'ar Vakula Tveria. He made an area for the whole Tveria. And Machar, in a third case, Machar Jav Yaakov Eidi, Mishalai Niach, Eruvi Tavshilin. Anyone make area Tavshilin on this Yom Tiv? Yavaj Yismech Ashli, Kabisai Mechami. It means the Shah was like this. The Das Maniach has to be Mendas. Everyone else who is getting area Tavshilin for them, do they have to know about it? So Gemara says three examples. That two examples where the Rav of the city made it for the whole city. And the third case was, Yaakov Eidi announced on Yontiv, anyone who didn't do it, mine. So the Rif says the rise from all three cases. The Ran says the rise from the last case, because the first two cases, it could be the city knew about it. Everyone knew it, the Rav's doing it for them. But here, even though it's clear they didn't know about it, it still works. The Ad Kama, how many people could be Yaitzah with this Erev? Ad Tchum Shabbos. Until Tchum Shabbos, until within 2,000 Amos, that within 2,000 amis of your yishuv, that anyone's in the tchum, anyone can get here basically on Shabbos Yontiv, they are included in the Erev. Rashi explains Pshat. Rashi says, because If lo oimdim chutzut chum lo yodaitam shamaniach aleim veloy olu alibay lizochen, he didn't have a mind to be mitzidem. Smashma. If he has a mind in them, it works. And the Ramah taka and tafkum chazayim sivches paskins. If he has a mind in them, it works. But the Ran argues. The Ran holds that anything out of the chum. You don't even if you have in mind, it doesn't work because, like, you think you can do Eiv on the whole world. Therefore, the Ran argues on that. So, the Gemara Vayta, Ahu Samya, da Masada Masnita Kameh de Mar Shmuel. A certain blind person who was Masada, who was saying over the Mishnah, is front of Shmuel to see if he was doing it right. Chazna, he saw, Shmuel saw that this blind person, the Samya, was in a bad mood. Omale, am I at Sivis? Why in a bad mood? Omale, Leloy Yasiv Eiv Tashilim, can't make Eiv Tashilim. Omale, don't worry, Smaichadi, Kwisavich Amoin. I had a mind for everyone. Before Yontif, I had a mind for everyone. Next year, Chaz Nevatsev is always upset again. Amalei Amayat Sevis, why are you so upset? Amalei, the lawyer CV, Eruv Tashilin, I've got to put Eruv Tashilin. Amalei, Peshayat, last year you knew you made a mistake, this year you should have been careful. Peshayat, Lekuli Amashari Ledach Asa. For everyone else is Mutter, for you it's Asa. And you see from this Gemara, that if someone is a Peshayat, then he cannot be Yitzah with the Rav's Eruv Tashilin. Some say it's Dafka if you forget 2 years in a row. That he can't be Yitzah, but it's a big Shiloh, but the Mishbrew is nice to make him Shasat Chak, but if you have Dafka, don't put Erev Tavshilin, you cannot be Samech on the Rav, only if it's by mistake, and if it happens one time, if it happens two times already, then it's problematic, and you cannot be Samech on the Rav's Erev Tavshilin. And Rashi speaks out, here we're talking about it was on Yontif Rosh Hashanah, where you couldn't make a Tanai, because if it be a 2-day Yontif, and the first day Yontif, you can make a Tanai and do a Manav Shach. But here it was Rosh Hashanah, you couldn't do the Manav Shach. Other Rishonim say it was talking about the second day Yontif, but you couldn't make the Erev Tashilin. There's no Tanai you can make. But in any case, you couldn't make Erev Tashilin, and the question was, B'Semach on the Rav, and we're saying, you only can be B'Semach on the Rav if you're not a Peshaya. Tana Rabbanim. Yontif Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos. Yontif that fell out on a Friday, now you want to make an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos, or Erev Chaseris. So, Ema Arvin Le'eruvi Tchumim Le'erev Chaseris. You cannot make an Erev for Shabbos or for Yontif. It's not also to do that. You're not allowed to make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. Rabbi Ema, it depends. Ma'arvin Le'eruvi Chaseris. Avalei Ruvi Tchumim. You can make an Erev Chaseris, Ma'arvin Tchumim. Why? Because Mr. Oyser Vidava Asaloy. Something that's also for him, it's a Tchumim for him, so he can't make an Erev Tchumim. Viata Oyser Vidava Mutloy. But Erev Chaseris, which means he's allowed to carry from Chatzah to Chatzah. On Yontif, so there he doesn't need an Erev on Yontif, so that you're allowed to make an Erev for Shabbos. And Chassam Sofer explains, because it looks like more of a Tikkun Erev Tchumim. Something that's also today looks like a Tikkun if I make an Erev Tchumim. Masha Inke, in Erev Chatzeris, it's not a Tikkun because I let it carry it. It doesn't look as much as a Tikkun, therefore I'm allowed to do it. You have to speak out that, Lechara, is there possible to have Erev Chatzeris on Yontif? Taisus not your base holes, especially if you're Rashi. Rashi holes never have Erev Chatzeris on Yontif because you're always allowed to carry Midaraisa from one place to another place, even Shloi Letzarech. But according to Taisus, Shloi Letzarech, you need an Erev Chatzeris, so Lechara is possible to have Isser Chatzeris on Yontif. So the Rashi says, we're talking about here making an Erev for things that are mutter to do on Yontif without an Erev. And since the Klapi that, the Erev is not a Tikkun, so then the Erev will work. So that's Machlekes Rebbe and the Tanakama, if you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris on Yontif. So it's my Rav Amalach Tanakama that you're not allowed to, and that's what you're passing. But Shmuel Amalach Rebbe, Shmuel says you pass like Rebbe. Now the Gemara clear like this. Alach Rebbe Lekula or Lechumra? Is Alach Rebbe Lekula or Lechumra? Frank Gemara, Pshita Lekula Kamar. Rebbe is a Kula. So the Gemara, no. Mishmashalach Rebbe Liaz Legoyla, Loikashatam Shainim Bebavel. The Braisa you learn, it's not in Bavel you read it a certain way, but that's not the way we read it. Like what I'm showing you above, Rebbe Matir v'Chama Yisrim. You have the Gersa, so Rebbe is Matir, do Erev Chatzeris, and Chama Yisrim. Ella, we have the Gersa different. Rebbe Ois v'Chama Matir, Rebbe Aser. So really, it's two Gersa. So when you say Allah Rebbe, it can mean either like Bavel's Gersa, which means Lehet L'Kula, or like Eretz Yisrael's Gersa, which means Rebbe's Oiser. So Mai, is he Oiser or not? When he said Allah Rebbe, did he mean L'Chumra or L'Kula? So I think Tashima, the Tarachlif of Aravdimi, over Uvda Kavase de Shmuel. Rav Tachliva Rav Dimi did a Maisa Kavasi to Shmuel, which means he paskened like Rebbe. Va'omar Rav, and Rav sent to him, Chilas Hara, the Hait Sovereign Rabban Lekakula. Your first psak you make is a kilkel. That's what he told. Siyamit Bishlam Lekula Ka'amar. If you say that you said a kula, so then we understand the kakula, because now you pass and you're allowed to make Erev Chaseris, and then on Shabbos everyone's carrying with it, you know, make Erev Chaseris. So you allowed him to do an Isser Erev Chaseris on Friday. So your first psak was a kilkel. But Eli Amrit Lechumra, if he passed like Rebbe and it meant Lechumra, which means that you're not allowed to make Erev Chaseris on Yom Tov, so what could be wrong with the psak? He said the psak was a kilkel. What was the kilkel? My kakula yike, he was machman him. So the Gemara is, Kivin the Mekalkeba Rabbim, since you forget and you're metaltal erev because of that. Hainu kalkulo. The kilkul was they didn't have an erev chazeres. The people were carrying on Shabbos from chatzah to chatzah. They didn't have an erev. So because you paskin lechumra, they couldn't make an erev. So that was a kilkul. But lemaisa, so it's not a raya from here if it's a kula lechumra. And Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Huna, Alocha k'Rebbe v'Le'asa. We pass like Rebbe that it's Osir. But like Rebbe, and it's a Chumra, and it's Osir to make Erev Chatzeris on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and that's Taka, how we pass in.